practice kissing my skating friend before my first date? Bro, are you sure? Ace the Infinity Botfake, written by Not All Balls and read by Alani. Summary.
Gyan senpai,
the girl repeated, color flooding her cheeks.
I like you.
Ricky stared. Heat crept over his own face.
Second year, takue amari,
she said, and then she held out her shaking hands to offer him a slightly crumpled box of chocolates.
I think you're really cool and handsome. Please go on a date with me, Kian-senpai.
Ricky gets asked on his first ever date. Langa is very eager to help him prepare. It was almost winter break, and Ricky couldn't wait. His classmates were all making plans for the end of the school year in March, and talking about what they were going to do after they graduated, but Ricky couldn't think that far ahead. Even New Year felt far away, and the prospect of stealing several days to work on his board and skate around with Langa before he had to go back to thinking about graduation was a relief. He and Langa were in their usual corner of the classroom, since a storm had blown in and made the roof temporarily uninhabitable. They were chatting, or rather, Ricky was talking while Langa listened intently, about a movie they'd watched the night before when a soft, feminine voice spoke up.
Excuse me, Kian-senpai?
Ricky looked up from his lunch, blinking. Huh? There were three girls standing nearby that Ricky didn't recognize at all, two hung back a little way, while the third stood with her fists clenched at her sides, a determined look on her pretty, freckled face.
You can do it, Amari,
one of her friends whispered.
Kian-senpai,
the girl repeated, color flooding her cheeks.
I like you.
Ricky stared. Heat crept over his own face.
Second year, takue amari,
she said, and then she held out her shaking hands to offer him a slightly crumpled box of chocolates.
I think you're really cool and handsome. Please go on a date with me, Kian-senpai.
For several moments, Ricky was paralyzed, his mouth hanging open in shock. Then Langa elbowed him hard, and Ricky jolted to his senses. He jumped to his feet so fast that he knocked his chair over with a clatter, prompting laughter from across the classroom, but Ricky ignored it. Thank you, he said, opening his hands to accept the chocolates. He laughed and reached up to touch the back of his neck, tugging at the edge of his headband. I feel bad I don't have anything to give you. What'd you say your name was? Takinoe-san?
Takue, she whispered.
Right, Ricky said, beaming at her. Thanks, Takue-san. This is really nice of you. You must be a really kind person, huh? Takue blushed more violently.
Thank you, I just wanted you to know that I...
Oh, right, Ricky said, snapping his fingers. You wanted to go on a date, right? She nodded.
Are you free on Friday? After school?
Friday was Christmas Eve, Ricky hummed thoughtfully, then glanced over his shoulders at Langa. Langa, am I working on Friday? Langa nodded. I'll cover your shift. Ricky beamed at him. Nice. He turned back to Takue and gave her a thumbs up. It's a date. Wanna give me your contact details? The incident faded into the back of Ricky's mind until he and Langa were skating to the shop that afternoon. It had stopped raining, but the ground was still wet, and mud splattered them each time they ran through a puddle. What are you gonna wear? Langa called out as he passed Ricky. Huh? Ricky turned to look at him. To work? Langa snorted. For your date. Ricky's eyes widened. My date? He thrashed his face. I have a date, he yelped. Langa looked over at him, his expression flat. You forgot already.
I didn't forget, Ricky argued.
You totally forgot.
Ricky huffed. Well, she surprised me. I never got confessed to before.
Langa stared at him. What? Never?
And so what? Is that so bad?
Langa turned away from him, pushing ahead with his food. Yeah, he said as he passed Ricky. It sucks. The words were still ringing in Ricky's thoughts after he finished the workshop that evening. Langa was waiting for him outside, practicing a trick he'd seen online, but he kicked his board into his hand as soon as Ricky stepped out, raising his hand to wave.
Let's go,
Ricky muttered, brushing past him. Langa followed. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Langa caught hold of his wrist, pulling him up short. Ricky, you promised... Ricky winced. After they'd made things up, he'd promised that he wouldn't let things build up inside his head again.
Was I totally uncool today?
He asked, pulling his hand out of Langa's grasp. Huh?
With that girl, Takasa-san?
He bit his lip.
It just, you said I sucked and I...
I didn't, Langa said.
Ricky scowled at him. You did, on the way here.
I said it sucked that nobody had ever asked you out before, Langa said, looking annoyed. You're really awesome. Everyone should have a crush on you.
Huh?
Ricky lifted his head to stare at Langa. Before he could say anything, Langa moved past him, starting to walk in the direction of the station. Come on, he said. You said it's gonna rain again, right?
Oh, yeah,
Ricky said, hurrying to follow. Langa's words echoing around in his head. Will you kiss her at the end of your date? Ricky looked up from his magazine and flushed.
I don't know, I guess. He shrugged. Maybe she won't want me to.
She will, Langa said, nodding firmly. He was lying on Ricky's bed, while Ricky sat on the floor with his back against the frame, and he squinted when Ricky looked over his shoulder. Do you know how to kiss?
Maybe.
Ricky stammered, warmth rushing to his face.
How hard can it be anyway?
Langa frowned. Have you ever kissed anybody?
A couple of times.
Ricky muttered, glancing away. He didn't elaborate that he'd had exactly the kisses. The soft, simple presses of lips against lips that were over in moments. A real kiss? Langa pressed, leaning closer. His breath was warm against the back of Ricky's neck. Have you ever French kissed? Ricky groaned.
No. Langa huffed.
You should practice.
Right.
Ricky muttered, rolling his eyes to hide his embarrassment.
And who I'm meant to practice with?
There was a long pause before Langa answered. I'll be your date.
Huh?
Ricky whipped his head around and flinched when he realized how close Langa was. The two of them almost nose to nose. Ricky scrambled back.
What do you mean?
I'll practice with you, Langa said. You've never been on a date before, right?
And you have?
Ricky asked. Langa nodded. He rolled to his knees and sat up on the edge of the bed, then patted the space beside him. Sit. Pretend I'm... whatever her name is.
Takao-san,
Ricky said faintly. Right. Ricky set his magazine aside, but hesitated before moving.
You don't mind?
Langa shook his head. I want to help. You help me all the time. Warmth ran down Ricky's spine and he grinned.
That's because you're so hopeless, he said, laughing as he got up and moved over to sit beside Langa.
At least I know how to kiss, Langa muttered. Ricky cupped his hand around his ear, speaking in an exaggerated voice.
What was that?
Langa huffed. You should hold my hand. Ricky dropped his hand to his lap.
Right. So, you're Takahashi now.
Takada, Langa corrected.
Right. He reached his hand out slowly and laid it gently over Langa's. And like this?
Langa clicked his tongue. No. He lifted Reiki's hand and put it back on his knee. Let me show you. Face the wall.
With a sigh, Reiki lifted his head and stared at the poster on the opposite wall.
After a moment, he felt a light touch against the back of his hand. Langa drew a fingertip along the back of his index finger, following around the curve of his thumb.
Reiki instinctively turned his hand over, and Langa neatly slid his hand into Reiki's, lacing his fingers together.
Oh, Reiki sighed, looking down at their joined hands.
That was nice. You were so cool about it.
You try, Langa said, pulling his hand away. Reiki did, gently tracing a circle on the back of Langa's hand, then in the center of his palm, before gently linking their fingers together. He waited for Langa to tell him if he'd done it right or not, but Langa was quiet, only squeezing their fingers together more tightly.
What next?
Reiki whispered. Langa shrugged. You hold hands for a while.
What if my hand gets sweaty?
Who cares? Langa said softly.
Oh.
The tension went out of Reiki's shoulders, and he relaxed with a sigh.
Okay, yeah.
They sat for a minute or two in comfortable silence. Langa's hand was warm and dry against his own, and his fingers felt surprisingly nice to hold. Reiki had the idle thought that holding a girl's hand would probably feel different, that it would probably be smaller, softer. After a moment, Langa started to stroke the back of Reiki's thumb with a pad of his own, moving it back and forth. Reiki swallowed heavily.
When do I...
Oh, Langa swallowed too. Reiki heard the bob of his throat, the faint wet sound of his lips parting again. Want me to show you how?
Okay,
Reiki whispered. Langa slid his hand away from Reiki's and turned to face him. You can touch, he murmured, lifting his hand to cup Reiki's cheek and gently turn his face towards him. Like this. Reiki stared at him. His heart began to hammer against his ribs. You don't need to rush, Langa said softly, his gaze raking over Reiki's face until it reached his mouth. Slow is nice.
Should I close my eyes?
Reiki whispered. Langa smiled. If you want. Just make sure you're not gonna miss. He moved his hand so that his thumb pressed lightly against Reiki's chin. Touching helps you figure out where the other person's mouth is. And then you just... Langa leaned in slowly, and Reiki instinctively closed his eyes. There was an agonizing moment of nothingness, just the softness of Langa's breath against his cheek. Then he moved away again, his hand falling from Reiki's face. Reiki opened his eyes and moved back, not having realized that he'd leaned closer.
Like that, huh?
He said, ducking his head to hide the heat tearing across his face. For a moment, he'd actually thought Langa was going to kiss him. For a moment, Reiki had actually half hoped he would. You wanna try? Langa asked. Reiki bit his lip.
It doesn't seem that hard.
Try, Langa insisted. With an exaggerated sigh, Reiki turned to him again. He tried to mimic what Langa had done, although Langa was already looking at him, so Reiki didn't need to turn Langa's face. Instead, he cupped his fingers against Langa's jaw, fingertips brushing his neck, thumb stroking slowly down his cheek, brushing against the corner of his mouth. As Reiki leaned in, Langa did too, so that their lips met softly. Reiki opened his eyes wide, surprised, but Langa's were still closed. So Reiki kept kissing him, lips moving slowly against Langa's until Langa made a low noise and pulled away.
Sorry,
Reiki stammered, pulling his hand back.
I...
Can I show you more? Langa asked, breathless and eager. Reiki chewed his lip, working between his teeth. He felt giddy, like there was soda bubbling in his chest.
You don't mind?
Langa shook his head.
Okay then,
Reiki said, a smile tucking at the corner of his mouth.
returning his smile like a cup to Ricky's face with both hands, then leaned in to kiss him again. He was more forceful this time, but not pushy. He used his hands to gently guide Ricky's face, tilting his head so that their lips fitted together more easily. Ricky didn't know where to put his own hands, so he rested them against his leg, but they jumped up instinctively to hover again when Langa's tongue touched his bottom lip. "Open your mouth a bit," Langa mumbled. Ricky parted his lips and made a soft, startled sound when Langa's tongue slipped into his mouth. It was a little strange, but it was good too, especially when Langa's tongue stroked over his own before touching the roof of his mouth. Moving one of his hands away from Ricky's face, Langa reached for Ricky's hand and pulled it onto his own thigh, pressing it down firmly. Ricky moaned, gripping Langa's thigh tightly. Ricky's heart was pounding, and each breath he snatched didn't feel like enough. He'd entertained the thought of kissing his male friends before, always dismissing it as idle curiosity from someone who desperately needed a girlfriend. But this was better than he'd imagined. Langa's mouth was soft and hot against his own, and then he dug his teeth into Ricky's bottom lip, chasing the nip with the tip of his tongue.
"Langa,"
Ricky groaned, hands sliding up to hold him. Langa inhaled sharply against his mouth, and then his hands were on Ricky, and Ricky was sliding a knee over his hips to sit in Langa's lap as they sank into another kiss. Langa was rarely the first to reach out. He might grab Ricky's wrist or the sleeve of his shirt, or fall asleep on his shoulder on the train, but Ricky was usually the one initiating casual touches between them. It was a revelation to feel Langa's hands against his back, clutching at him as his mouth moved hungrily against Ricky's. There was a sudden noise out in the hallway, the sound of something being dropped, and the two of them sprang apart guiltily. A quivering trail of spit connected their lips as they stared at one another, before Langa raised his hand and wiped his mouth on the back of his wrist. Ricky swallowed. His mouth tasted of Langa. "Don't go out with Takue-san," Langa said softly, staring up at him. Ricky said, frowning. "Why not?" Langa groaned. "Ricky," he said, dropping his forehead against Ricky's chest. Ricky gently ran his fingers through Langa's hair.
"I guess I could tell her I'm busy."
Langa nodded emphatically.
"You wanna do something on Friday?"
Langa lifted his head, beaming.
"Really?"
Ricky laughed and ruffled his hair.
"Yeah."
"You mean a date?"
Langa asked, his eyes practically sparkling. Ricky froze, letting his hands fall to Langa's shoulders.
"Do you wanna?"
Langa nodded.
"Oh,"
Ricky beamed at him.
"Okay then, yeah, me too."
Langa nodded. "Text her then."
Ricky huffed. "I'm gonna."
"No,"
Langa said.
"I wanna kiss you again for real."
Oh,
Ricky said, warm touching the back of his neck again.
"That wasn't for real."
Langa grinned at him. "Text her and find out."
The end.
Baby,
Potfikker's notes. Hi, Lily. You might have noticed that I've gifted this potfic to you, which, I know, might have been a surprise. Might not have. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this one was on the shortlist of fics I had picked out for you for ITP. So when I got permission to pod it, I thought, well, this one's still for you. Hope you enjoyed it. I hope everybody enjoyed it. As always, don't forget to stretch, drink water, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!